Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, the show we did 2 weeks ago with our special guest co-host Tim Swartz is still, to some degree, echoing in my ears, listening to Ralph Blumenthal, the former New York Times reporter, and how well he's become acquainted with the UFO field. Did that surprise you, Tim?
A little bit, but, it just shows what a good investigative reporter he is, because, I mean, he did his homework. He really delved into the topic. I've seen a lot of reporters over the years just kind of give a cursory nod to the subject and then go back to, you know, chasing ambulances or, you know, whatever's going on at the courthouse. It pleases me that there are still journalists out there who will really go that extra 9 yards to learn about their subject.
Yes, indeed, but spending 17 years writing that bio of Dr. John Mack, that to me says this is more than just writing a book. This is real dedication, because he became basically a part of the UFO field as much as he doesn't want to be called a ufologist.
Right. Well, I can't blame him for that, because, you know, face it, that term ufologist has baggage, you know, unfortunately, because many people believe, you know, when you say ufologist, that means believer rather than, you know, somebody who does research on the subject. That always chafes me. People are always asking me, oh, so, you know, you believe in UFOs. And I have to explain all over again, no, I don't necessarily believe in UFOs. I'm interested in the subject. So, yeah, I can see why, you know, he doesn't want to be called a ufologist.
Well, I just wonder what you call people now that they use the acronym UAP. A UAPologist?
No. We have to come up with, you know, a whole new terminology for, you know, people who are interested in the subject but aren't necessarily in one camp or another, or in any camp. They're just, you know, interested in finding out what's going on.
Well, they, like me, they can call themselves freakologists.
There you go. I like that.
Well, you know, like with you, but just think of it this way. With UFO, it's often UFO. That's why I say, instead of ufologist, I'll say ufologist. Right. But with UAP, is it UAP? UAP. I am a UAP investigator. Say what?
Yeah, it just doesn't quite have the same ring as saying UFO. You know, the old science fiction TV show, UFO, they always referred to it as UFOs.
Well, at least they're doing it the proper way. Our right. guest this week, though, has nothing to do with UFOs unless she has something to tell us. Shannon Taggart is a professional photographer with lots of big credits in her resume, and she went on a journey, a spiritualist journey. Shannon, before we get started with that, we're happy to have you on the Paracast. I know that Tim has talked to you before, but I'm really interested here before we go on. Have you any interest in UFOs or UAPs or flying saucers?
I am interested in UFOs, but I kind of stay away from the topic because I feel like it's the most complicated issue in all of paranormal study. And it is true, though, that a lot of mediums have had UFO or alien experiences as well. So it does really connect with spiritualism in a variety of ways, even though that might seem surprising.
Well, there's a suspicion here that a lot of it's caused by the same source.
Well, I think, you know, George Hansen, he's a friend and a scholar who has helped me quite a bit in my own work. You know, he wrote this book, The Trickster and the Paranormal.
And yes, George. She's been a guest on the show.
Yeah, okay, great. So George uses this graph to talk about the paranormal, and he's talking about liminality and how the paranormal is all about opposites. So in between life and death, you have near-death experiences and mediums. In between heaven and earth, you have angels and UFOs. And he goes on this list. But in the middle, he draws these arrows between Bigfoot, UFOs, mediums, fairies, to say that it's all really interconnected in the middle, even though they don't seem to be. They seem to be separate.
Well, of course, they have they call a unified field theory to accommodate that. But let's just put that away here. You've got a book out which pretty much sums up the content. If you look at the title, and I'm seeing that it's Seance, Spiritualist Ritual and the Search for Ectoplasm. Now I'm thinking of Ghostbusters.
Yes. So Dan Aykroyd wrote the foreword for my book. That might be why Ghostbusters came to mind. The book came out in fall 2019. It's currently out of print, but it's going to be reissued this fall 2022 by a new publisher. So I'm really excited about that because it's sold out and it's been out of print now for almost, I guess, 2 years. I'm excited to get it back into print.
We're going to talk about your journey. Just talking about Ghostbusters, as many of our listeners know, Ivan Reitman, who directed the original Ghostbusters, the sequel, Ghostbusters 2, and is the father of the director of another Ghostbusters movie, and he died recently.
Yeah. Yeah, I was sad to see that. It's such a great film, and he was a wonderful filmmaker.
And if you look at his credits, it's not just comedic films. It's a lot more. Any case, Shannon, what led you to this journey, spiritualism? Where did it start from?
Well, I grew up in Buffalo, New York, which is in upstate New York, and it's near to a place called Lilydale, New York, which is a small town that's home to the world's largest spiritualist community. And when I was a teenager, my older cousins would go to Lilydale and visit and go to message services there. Now, a message service in Lilydale is when you anonymously go to either their auditorium or they have a beautiful forest temple. And they actually have several areas with benches in the forest where you can get messages. And you sit anonymously, and the medium stands at the front, and she picks people out of the audience and gives messages. And so my cousin went to one of these services, and a woman told her details about my grandfather's death that none of us knew, and they proved to be true. It kind of shocked my entire family, and I remember this very vividly. You know, I think I was probably about 16, and I just thought to myself, how could a total stranger possibly have known this? None of us knew this. It was kind of this, you know, family secret. My father hadn't even told my mother, which was that, you know, my grandfather, he was dying of brain cancer, but he actually died from a choking accident in the hospital and not from the cancer. But it was never talked about or shared. Those details in this medium reported this to my cousin, and she did research and found out it was true.
That's interesting, because quite often we have mediums who use cold readings or learn something about members of their audience. But when somebody has something about a deceased family member with secrets, that is definitely something weird.
Yeah, and I'm aware of the cold reading theory, and, you know, sometimes I've even seen readings where, okay, maybe it starts out like it could be a cold reading, but then it takes a turn. So I don't think that those things are necessarily distinct. I think they can cross over. I mean, there's a theory in, Kenneth Batchelder had the theory about artifact induction, which is when you kind of prime the pump for phenomena, where you kind of, you know, go through the motions of pretending something and then something real happens.
Shannon, we've got to do our break here and then we'll continue with this. Okay. With Gene and Shannon and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Spiritualism is a topic, something we haven't really covered that much on the Paracast. And, of course, in recent weeks has been very UFO-oriented or UAP-oriented or whatever, or UAP-oriented. I like that. We have Shannon Taggart, and we're talking about her journey to discover spiritualism. But you're suggesting here sometimes that just pretending that you're having these readings generates or primes the pump to have the genuine experience. It almost reminds me of the Whoopi Goldberg character in the movie Ghost, where she's a fake. And she's doing these cold readings or whatever, and suddenly she sees the ghost.
Yes, yes, I believe that that's one possibility. And I know that generally the stereotype is that mediums are frauds and phonies. And I know that there's been a lot of famous accounts of discovering fraud within mediumship. But in my experience, I mainly encountered very sincere practitioners who felt like their work was a calling. And maybe sometimes I met people who were misguided or weren't as good as they thought they were. But for the most part, everybody I dealt with sincerely believed that they had gifts and that they were doing real mediumistic work. And it was very different. The mediums I met in Lilydale was very different from the stereotype you see in media. You mentioned the Whoopi Goldberg moment in Ghost. There's also a famous book called The Psychic Mafia, which has just recently been the topic of a big BBC podcast. A friend of mine, William Rauscher, was a co-author on that. And there's a similar story within that. He was a medium who was faking things. And towards the end, he gives a ring to a woman. And it turns out, you know, I haven't read it in a long time, but something happens where he gives somebody actually something genuine that they had been missing. It kind of surprises him that something real evolves out of his fake mediumship.
Did you get a chance to talk much to these mediums about their background in addition to that?
Yeah. Well, one of the most surprising things to me was, you know, some people are just born mediums and they come to the work naturally. Others have a loss or a traumatic experience and that's how it's brought to them. And sometimes that happens later in life. But surprisingly, some mediums actually train to be mediums. And I didn't know that you could learn to be a medium. I just thought you had to naturally have this gift. But in spiritualism, they call it development, and all mediums work on their own development. And they believe anybody can be a medium. It's kind of like playing the piano. Anybody can learn how to play the piano. Some people are great at it. Other people can play chopsticks. And one of the most wonderful mediums I've known in Lilydale, Lynn Forget, she studied. You know, she became interested and studied. She wasn't brought to it in any other way. She decided she wanted to be a medium and started working at it. So I found that aspect really interesting, how mediums come to it in different ways.
So perhaps you should just briefly tell our audience just what exactly spiritualism is. And there could be a lot of people out there that don't even realize that this exists.
So spiritualism is an American-born religion that started in 1848 in upstate New York, right in an area called the Burned Over District, which is also where Mormonism happened, and there was a lot of utopian communities. The Seventh-day Adventists started there. It was kind of like a hotbed of metaphysical activity, and there were lots of different also prophets and many different sects that emerged. I think it was over 30 different movements came from that area. But in 1848, these two young sisters, Kate and Margaret Fox, are credited with the inception of spiritualism because they were living in a cabin house that had been haunted, and they started communicating with a spirit who was said to be buried beneath the cabin. All the neighbors came and were kind of observing and witnessing this coded knock communication with the spirit, and it kind of set off like wildfire, and then they were asked to present their technique of coded knocking with talking to spirits on stage in Rochester, New York, and thus the seance was born, and the occupation of medium was invented, and it spread like wildfire throughout the Western world. It became incredibly popular in the United States and in England, the UK. It went to France and kind of morphed into something called Spiritism, which you may or may not have also heard of, but that's a little bit different. It's the French version that then traveled around the world in a different aspect.
Yeah, Spiritism is extremely popular in South America, especially like Brazil and some of those countries.
Yeah, it traveled from France through the colonization and then mixed with the other indigenous religions. And so I would say, you know, Brazil is probably the place in the world where spiritualism as spiritism in a form of spiritism is the most alive, you know, the most practitioners. In America, it's kind of a forgotten faith, or, you know, it's on the downturn. Not many people know about it, but it was a really big movement when it first emerged.
But there are still spiritualist camps, as they like to call them, located in the United States. I know that there's, you know, there's Lilydale, there's one in Florida, there's one in Indiana. Here in Indiana, there are still spiritualist churches, like in Indianapolis and Terre Haute, and I'm sure scattered across the country still as well.
Yes, yeah, in Maine, there's Camp Etna, and yeah, Florida has Casadega, New York has Lilydale. But they're not as populated and as, you know, it's not as popular in culture. England, it seems to be there are more churches than there are in the United States. But yes, there's also spiritualist churches around the entire country.
So then, what was the beginning of your journey? You talked about the message that your cousin had received. I mean, how did you decide that, you know, you wanted to, involve your photography, in this?
Well, so I went to college and studied photography. And then after I graduated, I was working as a photo, I was working in newspapers, and I was doing some public relations photography and some newspaper photography. And I was kind of, you know, not that excited by my daily assignments. And I wanted to do a documentary project on my own where I could just be creative and do something interesting for myself. And so I thought, oh, Lilydale, you know, I've always wondered about Lilydale since, you know, my cousin had gotten that message. So I proposed a project to their board of directors, and they gave me permission to come during the summer of 2001 to make some pictures. And I sincerely thought that I would be there a few weeks during that summer making, you know, a short photo project about this quirky little town that was, you know, filled with very interesting characters, you know, a lot of really, you know, fun people who tell a lot of dramatic interactions I had with the people of the town.
Let's do our break here. We've got more with Shannon, Jean, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People in Ukraine are crying out for help. So far, over a million people have fled the Russian invasion. Cities are now under siege, and some people are trapped because bridges and other exits have been blocked. Russian President Vladimir Putin says any attempt at a no-fly zone over Ukraine will be considered to be participation in the armed conflict. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with the Polish foreign minister at the border between Poland and Ukraine. He acknowledged the major role Poland is playing in taking in massive numbers of Ukrainian refugees.
As of today, more than 700,000 people have been forced to flee the violence perpetrated by Russia by crossing the border from Ukraine to Poland.
The meeting came as a brief ceasefire in two Ukrainian cities near the border broke down. The halt in violence was supposed to allow more people to leave. This is USA Radio News. A federal appeals court on Friday ruled that the Biden administration may expel migrants under a Trump-era policy to limit the spread of COVID-19, but blocked the U.S. government from sending them to locations where they face danger. The District of Columbia U.S. Circuit Court in part upheld the government's use of Title 42, a policy put into effect March 2020 to expel more than 1 million migrants without hearing their asylum cases since the start of the pandemic. The panel, however, determined that the families who challenged the use of Title 42 were likely to succeed on their claims that U.S. laws prevent the government from sending them back to countries where they could face harm. The Title 42 policy was enacted by former President Trump in March of 2020 with the stated purpose of preventing those who cross the border illegally from potentially spreading the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Jennifer Stein, executive producer of The Disclosure Dialogues. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, we continue with the journey of Shannon Taggart to discover the secrets of spiritualism. I had one question before we go on with your description there about the spiritualist camp. Is this something young people are even now getting into? Because you think mediums tend to be older, I think.
Yeah, I mean, George Hansen, again, he's made the observation that in spiritualism, you have the 80-year-olds mentoring the 60-year-olds. You know, you have like a lot of the mediums, yeah, are definitely older. But today I've noticed there is a lot of interest with pagan communities or the feminist witchcraft movement. They have an interest in spiritualism, but it's not an easy fit because spiritualists, they really see themselves not as occultists or as pagans or anything like that. Spiritualism is trying to bridge the gap between science and religion and philosophy. And the spiritualism sees itself as, you know, a rationalist act, that talking to the dead is part of natural law and that it will be proved by science. Everything that they do is an effort to try and prove that we live beyond death. They revere scientific method. Nothing is hidden. You know, everything is out in the open. It's not like a magical circle where some of those rituals are, you know, you have to be initiated or they're private. So there's a lot of difference. But it's interesting to see that the younger people drawn to spiritualism, I would say, are definitely from the pagan community.
All right. Well, continue then with how you got started at Lilydale with your photography project.
Oh, yeah. So I expected to spend this one summer in Lilydale, and I ended up you know, becoming enthralled with the history of spiritualism, which was something that I had never learned about before. It was written out of every single textbook I had ever studied from. And it was the spiritualist in Lilydale who taught me that spiritualism was once a popular movement. It was part of culture. Some of the most famous scientists in the history of civilization were involved with spiritualism and investigated seances. And I also discovered that spiritualism and photography had been linked since their beginnings, and that there was a lot of experimentation with the photographic process and trying to prove spirits and spiritualism, you know, and that really blew my mind, because here I was a photographer not knowing that there was this really fascinating history between spiritualism and photography itself.
Oh, yeah, you go and you look at, I mean, almost right from the beginning of photography, there were people taking pictures of spirits. Now, some of them obviously appeared to be fudged a little bit. but I think that just adds to the whole fun of it all, actually. With some of these photographs, I mean, there were also photographs of people expelling what was called ectoplasm with like little faces, you know, embedded in them.
Yes, yes. So these pictures were not in the photography history books that I studied from. You know, I went to Rochester Institute of Technology, which is a big photo school in upstate New York. And, you know, I didn't hear of this. It, even though we studied the history of photography extensively, it just wasn't talked about then in that context. Now it's much... there's a much more awareness about this type of photography. But yeah, when I first saw the ectoplasm images, that really blew my mind. I became really compelled to do research about those images and find out what they meant. I wanted to understand what ectoplasm even was. You know, I had first heard of it in Ghostbusters, but I needed to figure out what it meant to spiritualists.
So we have the ectoplasm in Ghostbusters. So now in spiritualism, what is it?
So spiritualists, ectoplasm is a paradox. It's a substance that's supposed to be both spiritual and material. And it's a substance that links life and death. And so it's a substance that can be used by spirits to show their forms in the material world. And there's a lot of lore surrounding what ectoplasm is and where it comes from. And it's, you know, supposedly photosensitive. It has to develop in the dark. If you touch a medium when they're producing ectoplasm, you can shock their bodies because it's drawn from material that comes out of the body. It's very... I guess you could call it like a holy type substance in spiritualism, although they actually tried to study it scientifically. And so there's a lot of lore surrounding ectoplasm. There's also been a lot of fraud and exposures of fraudulent ectoplasm. And so it's a really hot button topic in spiritualism even today.
Let me ask you about the fraudulent ectoplasm. How do you do that?
Well, again, that book I mentioned earlier, The Psychic Mafia, he kind of describes certain ways of doing it. Supposedly some mediums regurgitated ectoplasm or had it hidden in different parts of their body and then brought it out, kind of like a magic trick.
Regurgitating what, though?
So ectoplasm often looks like cheesecloth or white gauze material, or like a light linen. It has that appearance in the photographs. But, you know, one of the big scientists who studied ectoplasm, Baron von Schrecknotzing, used to say, oh, these photographs are terrible because ectoplasm really doesn't look like that. The photographs make them look fake. make it look like two-dimensional cloth, but when you really see it with your eyes, it's like a form that jumps to life. And in fact, the term ectoplasm was named by Charles Roche, who's a Nobel laureate in medicine. So these were very serious people early on, taking ectoplasm very seriously. So it's really, you know, it's a conundrum. There's a lot of drama involved with ectoplasm.
Oh, we've got to talk about that, but just a quick question. And that is, if it looks like cloth in the photo, how do we know it's not cloth?
Well, we don't.
Now, that's a good question here, too. Dan Aykroyd did the intro to your book. Did he talk to you at all about his influences, for example, in co-writing Ghostbusters?
We didn't directly talk about that, but I did know a lot because, you know, his father, Peter, who's has since passed, he wrote a wonderful book called The History of Ghosts, where he talks about the family history. And, you know, I highly recommend it. It was his father knew a lot about spiritualism and wrote very honestly about, you know, he was skeptical about certain aspects of it, for sure. And, you know, Ghostbusters was largely inspired by Dan Aykroyd's great-grandfather, who would do seances in Canada, where the Aykroyds are from. And even in my book, I was able to use a picture of the great-grandfather Samuel at Lilydale. He had a spirit photograph taken, so that was pretty interesting. So, yeah, I think the seance notes directly inspired the script. But, you know, Ghostbusters is its own wonderful thing, of course.
And obviously it's a comedy. It's a buddy comedy. It's a fascinating movie. And I don't think any of the sequels or reboots came close to the original. It was something in and of itself. Shannon Taggart joins us. We're talking about spiritualism and ectoplasm and all that good stuff. With Gene and Shannon and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Be the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
Right now, Tim Schwartz is not covered in ectoplasm. And that's an interesting question here about ectoplasm. We're going to look at the makeup of this. Can you physically touch it, or is it just something that's visible?
Yeah, it's supposedly very dangerous to touch ectoplasm. So that's why, you know, when you go into a seance and there's a medium who said that they will produce ectoplasm, you are required to promise to stay in your seat and not get up. And, you know, they're on the skeptical side, people would say, well, that's because they want control of the room and because it's a magic trick. But spiritualists argue that, no, it's because ectoplasm is very dangerous. It's very potent. It comes out of the body. It can snap back into the medium and make them very sick or burn them. So, yeah, like I said, there's tons of drama surrounding it. And, you know, a lot of people in spiritualism believe that spiritualism needs to move on from ectoplasm, that we shouldn't be trying to produce ectoplasm or even, you know, even focusing on it. But then others believe that, well, it's been around since the beginning of spiritualism, and these dark room seances are a big part of what the practice is. So there's multiple camps in spiritualism about what the way forward really is.
Correct me if I'm wrong in this, but wasn't it believed that actual materializations in the seance room was a product of ectoplasm, and then you had these figures who would go around the room and, you know, touch interact with people in the circles? I mean, is this the same as ectoplasm, or once it materializes as a figure, then it kind of has an independence away from the medium?
Well, yeah, materialization is the ultimate ectoplasmic act. That's as far as you can take ectoplasm. That's usually the goal, is to create like a full materialization. And some of the first photographs taken in spiritualism were by the scientist William Crookes, who was one of the most famous scientists of the day. His inventions paved the way for television, the Crookes tube. And he was one of the first to photograph seances, and he photographed the first materialization, which happened in his living room, of a spirit named Katie King, and those are among some of the most famous spirit photographs.
So let me just get this clarified, because not everybody's an expert on spiritualism. The ectoplasm is kind of the symptom, or what's ejected as a result of the experience. What about the actual individual? Does each individual have its own ectoplasm?
Also, I have to state before I answer that in spiritualism, there is no dogma or official text. You know, a lot of people describe ectoplasm one way or have different theories about ectoplasm. But generally, ectoplasm is this white, oozy substance that comes into the seance room in the dark. It emerges from the medium's body and may take energy from the sitter's body and combine to create this white, gauzy form that is ectoplasm. And if you do it correctly, or the best intended ectoplasmic seance would produce a full materialization, which often looks like a person walking around in a sheet. So it's a very, you know, I mean, there's multiple ways to look at it, but that's pretty much what the photographs look like, is figures in sheets. That's what the visual looks like.
So that's why we get the image that when there's a ghost, the ghost is not wearing his clothing, as opposed to what the character in Ghost did. The individual is wearing a sheet.
Yes.
It's kind of almost like the hospital, where you wear the hospital gown, and that's almost sheet-like.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and I mean, in the late 1800s, there were a lot of serious people experimenting and researching such seances, and including Marie Curie, who invented, or, you know, discovered radiation. Her and her husband actually investigated seances with the Italian medium Giuseppe Palladino. There were, I mean, a lot of these names of the scientists, they're not familiar to us now, but they were, there was many, many very established scientists looking into topics like ectoplasm.
Now, where did that go? Nowadays, of course, it's looked at as superstition in large part by the scientific community, right?
Yes. I think that spiritualism, the intention to prove life after death, you know, it was very complicated, and there was no definitive proof produced, you know, nothing was proved beyond a reasonable doubt. Although, some researchers argue, such as, Stephen Brody has written several books about, like, looking back at all of that data and reassessing and saying, yeah, there was some real, they did get some real results. It just wasn't perfect. And so, you know, it was, and it ended up being abandoned because it wasn't, it's not an easy thing to study. It's not an easy thing to prove the paranormal.
Well, and it's one of these subjects that I think that even if you have the best proof possible, it's still going to be ignored by the scientific community, because there's that mindset that, unless you can hold it and touch it, or, you know, prove it in a laboratory, it's not real.
Right. And then there's also theories about psi or the paranormal having a hiding quality, that the fraud and the phony look is all meant to throw people off its track or to get people away from it so that the phenomena can still exist. And I think those theories are pretty interesting. There's also theories about mediums. You know, this theory that psi, or however we want to call it, paranormal forces or spirits, take the path of least resistance. So that if it's easier to have a medium, to have a medium swallow something and regurgitate it than actually build ectoplasm, that's what they'll do. They'll entrance a medium and inspire them to swallow and regurgitate rather than build the form itself because that takes less energy. And there are reports about the famous medium, Helen Duncan. Her husband said, you know, one time he found her in the bathroom swallowing stuff and she was not in her normal state of mind. She was in another state of mind. Like she was entranced. And you know, that's controversial too, because I think, then he took that back. But, you know, it's all very, it's head spinning, the back and forth and the fraud and the accusations and the phony quality, but the real experiences, you know, it's fascinating stuff though.
Now, we've wanted to have a medium on the Paracast over the years, and they never seem to commit to do it. I mean, we had some people do readings of myself over the years, and they were barely cold readings, I guess because I didn't give any audible symbols or clues about anything I was saying, and I'm just using the training in the business in which I am engaged. But whatever it is, we haven't had any interest in this, which is disappointing because if these people are genuine, and I don't know what percentage of people are genuine and what are fakes, but if these people are genuine, certainly they want to come on a national radio show like this. We're heard in the USA on regular radio stations. We're heard all around the world. You think, hey, you know, I'm not just tooting my own horn here. I think it's a place where people are curious, where we ask skeptical questions, and if somebody's got something to show, we'd be happy to talk about it. In fact, that might be an interesting point to go as we explore your journey, Shannon Taggart, to write this book, Seance, is how does somebody tell the real from the fake? Interesting thing we should pursue in our next segment, figuring out who is just giving the cold readings, who has it down accurately, and when you see these photos, how do I know it's not just cloth or something made up of whole cloth, to use a very bad pun? There are no bad puns in these upcoming announcements. We're talking to Shannon Taggart about a topic not dealt with very much in the Paracast, spiritualism, with Shannon, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.